Another oifen of heter amir la'akum was in a situation which the goy is doing what the Mora says adaita d'nafshei. He's doing it on his own decision. So we have to explain what that means, because we said already, if the goy is doing something for you, you have to stop him. So there's sometimes where he's doing something not for you, but he's doing it for himself. So if I ask him to do an action which can be done in a way which is totally permitted, and he chooses to do it in a way which is would be halakhically usher for Yisrael to do, but he finds that way more convenient, so that's not a problem, because I didn't ask him to do that. I asked him to do the action. It can be done easily in a way which is halakhically permitted even for a Jew to do. He finds it more convenient to do it in the way which benefits himself. So I ask a goy to take something for me from point A to point B. He can walk. He chooses to drive because it's more convenient for him to drive. So I ask him to go a very far distance, which that would not be realistic. So obviously I meant that he should drive. But I asked him to go a short distance. He could walk and he could drive. He chooses to drive. That's his own decision. I did not ask him to do that. I ask a goy to be available to pick me up right after Shabbos. I didn't ask him to drive the car on Shabbos. I need him after Shabbos. I arranged with him that he should be there after Shabbos. I arranged him before Shabbos. On Shabbos, he drives to be near my house. So that's his decision. He have various different ways he could do that. So that situation is permitted. Now, what about something which the standard way of doing it is a way which is usur? So I tell him explicitly to do it the other way, and he chooses to do it the way which is the standard way. But I told him not to do that. So that should be mutter based on the rules of Mir Lakum. That should be mutter. There's a question which a person grapple with in regards to the Marasayan issue. So Rav Shlomo Zalman asked the following question. Let's say I ask a goy to do the Amir Lakum in a way with a shinui. So we'll see as we get along later on that even asking a goy to do Malach on Shabbos, even for purpose of a mitzvah, is not permitted. But if you ask him to do a derabbanan for the purpose of a mitzvah, it's permitted. So I ask him to do it with a shinui. So now, by that definition, that's a mir la'akum on a derabbanan, because with a shinui, it's not a deraisa. So I ask him to do a derabbanan, the tzarach mitzvah, that's going to be mutter. And then he does it in the regular fashion. So I didn't ask him to do that. He did a d'akta nafshei. But on the other hand, obviously he's doing it in the regular. That's the normal way to do it. That's what to be expected of what I meant. So this is machlokes of the poskim. Shlomo Zalman holds that case as mutter. Rabbi Yashin holds the case as aser. It's interesting. A few days ago, Rabbi Chaitovsky was here from Torah Or, and he told me over that from his grandfather Scheinberg, that Zalder Scheinberg also held that case as mutter. That situation would be a situation of asking him to do with a shinui, and he chooses to do it in a normal fashion. But that was the idea of Shay. That's because it's for his own convenience, and that's going to be mutter. What about the following scenario where I've had interface with the non-Jew beforehand, and I've told him I want him to do it in the way which would be halachically usur? And now I come to him and I say, for example, I ask the guy to do the dishes. He can do dishes with cold water. He can do dishes with hot water. Does it with cold water? No problem. Does it with hot water? Turning on hot water on Shabbos, if I ask him to do that, turning on hot water on Shabbos is a problem. I can't ask him going to turn on the hot water on Shabbos. I didn't ask him to do hot water. I just told him to do the dishes. So he works for me during the week. And last Tuesday, he did dishes with cold water. I said, listen, you know, I want you to understand something. It doesn't wash as well with cold water. I want you, whenever I say wash the dishes, I mean with hot water. I told him that. Now I say wash the dishes. I didn't say hot water. But he knows what I mean. He knows what I want. He knows that's what I'm expecting from him. So that's not called adaita d'nafshei. That's called what he's doing because I told him so. So this idea which they use sometimes by certain caterers, etc., they have the goy do the dishes and the goy does the dishes with the machine, with the hot water. I didn't tell him. He can do it by hand. Really? On Tuesday, he does it by hand. You fire him. Because, you know, it takes too long. I mean, use the machine. But on Shabbos, I didn't really mean. I meant by hand. That's going to be, I think, a harama, which will not be accepted in halacha. Good morning. Have a good morning.